election special. We have someone who's on the ballot joining us.
Yeah, convener of federal ICAC now and running for the Senate for New South Wales. Also the investigations editor for Independent Australia, a private investigator in his own right, although you may have hung the boots up.
The binoculars up.
Yeah, you don't do it for money anymore, just for fun. What else is on the list? Best-selling author of Ashby Gate, the book on James Ashby and Peter Slipper and all the drama surrounding that. Ross Jones, welcome.
Thank you very much. G'day, chaps.
Now, Ross, firstly, why does Australia need a federal ICAC?
Because the whole place is rotten to the core. And most of, or just about every problem facing Australia today has its roots in corruption. If things weren't corrupt, if democracy was just allowed to let it run its course as it should, then it'd be terrific because the Australian democracy is on paper pretty good.
Mm.
But it gets perverted by money and greed. And as soon as it does that, it goes off the rails and you end up with bad outcomes.
What are your top five moments of democratic perversion? If you had to say, like, what are the five big boppers that have, you know, altered the course?
Five's a fair few. We could be here a while.
Yeah, true.
Let's revise down.
Yeah.
Top two.
Okay. I think the one that got us started on this back in 2020 was Angus Taylor when his company called Jamland managed to poison all his grasslands down in the Monaro, which is down at Corowong, you know, down near Delegat.
Mm.
And they just went out and poisoned it all, eventually got sprung and got remediation orders put into it. But nothing ever happened. It's just a company, you know. There was no repercussions. Mm. Nobody went to jail for it. I mean, they're poisoning our grasslands and nothing happens much. I think the other one has got to be Barnaby Joyce, isn't he? He's always a starter in these things. Mm. Barnaby in his gas plays and his property purchases. I mean, there's nothing that's come out clear about him. There's nobody, you can't nail the guy to the wall on it, but it all looks so sinister that it's not funny. So what we've got here is, for our own personal greed, exploiting gas fields with all the consequences that has with it for the environment, for climate change, for employment, for all kinds of things. So corruption destroys a lot of Australia. The healthcare, look at, you know, healthcare, for instance, the healthcare.
Like, why the fuck do I have to pay a Medicare levy?
Yeah.
I get the choice between paying like a levy, so more tax, or I have to give my money to like private healthcare. Like, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
Why? I'm being handcuffed to give money to private. Anyway, sorry.
Well, even, that's okay. Yeah, I was saying, you know,
I'm getting fired up about it.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Why would I, like, insurance is a scam. Like, this is a little something for the listeners. I don't know if you want to associate this with federal ICAC now, the political party. This is just a meeting tree opinion, and I'm speaking on behalf of the meeting tree.
Yeah, you're right to do so.
But insurance is a scam, right? Like, obviously the way insurance companies make money, like at a very basic level, is they receive more money than they give out, i.e. you're always behind. It's like the casino.
Well, exactly. Or betting apps. You know how
there's a zero. They've got a double zero on the roulette table.
If you win too much money on the betting apps, they kick you off. Mm. Yeah. You're not allowed to bet on it anymore.
That's insurance.
Yeah. If you win too much at the insurance tables, they boot you out.
It goes past that. There's an argument that they rule the world, you know, because it's their seatbelts, smoking. Everything you do in life is insurance.
Yeah.
And it's the way they price that risk and the way they work out that risk that dictates our behaviours.
Mm.
So,
yeah, you know, well, it's even, you know, someone got done by a shark at Little Bay recently. Do you remember that?
I do remember. And I shouldn't laugh.
No, but it's, you know, it happens. And well, that's
nature
thing.
Got like, one back.
Yeah, well, it's part of, you know, this planet survives on things living and then things dying.
Mm.
And, yeah, people were, you know, oh, we need to find the shark or we need, you know, like, what do we do to stop this and mitigate this happening? And it's like, no, sometimes people just die.
That's right. Find it and give it a good talking to.
Yeah. Like, bop it on the nose if you can. If you don't, he wins. That's life.
Yeah.
You know, but the, I think insurance mindset means like every problem needs to have a cause and that cause needs to be held accountable. And until we can sue the sharks.
Well, also, it creates markets, right? Like, insurance is a way to create more markets for people to speculate on, because everything can be insured. You know, you can insure the weather based on because it might affect grain production or it might affect shipping, and then therefore that insurance becomes a commodity in itself that you can speculate on and create margins on, et cetera, et cetera. It's just like the increased marketization of absolutely everything. Anyway, agree, fellas?
Yeah.
So how will, though, a federal ICAC stop the corruption? What does it do? What is a federal ICAC?
First answer is it won't stop corruption.
Mm.
We've got an ICAC in New South Wales. We've got one in South Australia, Victoria. You can't tell me New South Wales is not corrupt anymore.
Mm.
And so...
I thought as soon as Ian McDonald left, it was...
Yeah, we're good.
Squeaky clean.
Yeah,
so it's not squeaky clean. There's a lot going on there. So you need a whole suite of other policies in behind it, stopping people getting nice cushy jobs after they leave.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chris Pine
in Raytheon.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chris Pine in Raytheon indeed. And shout out to quite a few of them around the place. So we've got a range of policies that designed to sort of really donations, clear donations policies, whistleblower protections, all those kinds of things. You need a whole range of them to pull it into a line.
With regards to donations, like obviously corporate donations, the idea of them being capped seems like a no-brainer to the normal Joe Blow.
Yeah.
And that's part of it, right, for federal ICAC now.
Yeah.
What's the cap? 500?
The cap's not so much a quantum as where it comes from.
Yeah.
So it's donations from corporations, big organisations, trade unions, those kinds of institutions with a vested interest in being able to influence the outcomes of what's going on.
Yeah.
And acceptable donations are individuals.
Yeah.
Now, that depends on how much money an individual's got, how much money they want to spend. We haven't really got to the bottom of what is it unfair for someone who's really wealthy to give $1 million to a party? Probably it is.
Yeah.
Probably we would think somewhere around the 15 grand. Having just been through this whole process, we had a chat with Serena Lillywhite, who's the head of Transparency International here, about this very thing when we were setting our own donations policy for Finn. And we more or less came to the conclusion that about 15 grand was about right.
Is that after someone gave Finn 15 grand? No, this is good.
I wish.
So in order to hold the politicians accountable, you're endeavouring to become a politician.
Yeah, funny though, isn't it? But I never have been one before, so that's something.
Yeah, true. So you're not dirty yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. How much do you want to be a politician?
I would really never intended to be in this position.
Mm.
When we started Finn, I didn't see myself as being the candidate for New South Wales.
Mm. Well, I think it's interesting that federal ICAC now would be lumped in with other single-issue Senate parties because... You know, when you see people talking about single issues, and it might be like
Ricky, justice for animals.
Yeah, Ricky Muir being like, this gun is not semi-automatic, firing rounds into the sky, you know. But none of that is speaking to the structure that informs how all decisions are made.
Mm.
So I guess, what do you have to say to people who say, oh, it's just another single issue party?
Well, yeah, it is. And but as I said before, we're single issue because we believe that corruption is the root cause of just about every problem facing Australia today.
Yeah.
So you can fix that, and by doing that, you'll go an awful long way to fix all the other problems, housing, health, the whole raft of things.
Mm.
I've got corruption underpinning it. Secondly, nobody can come up with everything that's going to happen over the next 10 years. I've got no idea. I mean, Russia, anything could happen.
Yeah.
So a lot of these minor parties with these fixed policies, like pirate party policies, go for about 3 Wikipedia pages or something, whatever they call now, fusion.
Yeah.
But how do you know what's going to happen there? I mean, why would you have all those policies when the world's so flexible and dynamic that you can't possibly keep up with it?
Mm.
So we've gone for another kind of approach entirely, which is say, okay, well, we're going to analyse things to see what it's like for corruption. And I've been a merchant banker and I know lots of people with good degrees and we'll hire some good people to get in there and have a look at what is and what isn't. But so that'll be our first test is, does it look corrupt or has it got the possibility for corruption? And if it has, we want to see it got rid of. But if it passes all that, then what do you do? Well, we've decided we're going to go for the Declaration of Human Rights, which was a UN policy put out in 1948. Australia's a signatory to it. It's only 30 articles. It sets out succinctly what normal, decent, grown-up human behaviour should look like, and in terms of not wishing to hurt other people from a well-intentioned point of view. And as I said, Australia's still a signatory to that document. And so then we would fall back to that and say, well, does it breach any of those? We get an awful lot of people writing to us who are just off the planet. You know, they're either anti-vaxxers or they're freedom. Freedom's yeah. big.
People are big into freedom.
Freedom's big. Freedom. Yeah, and they go with all these things. You know, well, what's your policy on this? We get people who write us like 2-page letters on what's your policy on all these various things. Mm. Before I can vote for you, I need to know this.
Yeah.
And we just say to them, just refer to our party platform.
Mm.
And we got about, out of about 50 people, about 2 have written back saying, understand that. Well, but it's quite straightforward.
I feel like a lot of people that are, and look, this is a huge generalisation, but maybe because it's true, if you're like anti-vax or very pro-freedom, if you know what I mean, you're probably pretty anti-UN.
Yeah,
you know, there's like...
global government.
Yeah, right? That whole anti-UN movement and all that stuff. When really, you know, the UN Charter of Human Rights... it's pretty simple stuff for modern living.
It's a beautiful document.
Yeah.
I mean, they added the internet to it, right?
Yeah, the right to the internet.
Yeah.
It's great.
We're pushing for the right to, the caps should be a human right.
So like MDMA.
Yeah. Well,
make it a right.
Article 32.
Yeah. Get it in there. So what's Finn's stance on MDMA being a human right? Don't worry. Don't answer that.
Trap. Yeah. What's it called?
It's a real gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha journalism. How many people have died of MDMA?
I think I was supposed to say we're going to release our policy on that on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday night, about 3 a.m.
Oh, actually, another thing. What's your policy on retrospectively investigating?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, good. We like to hear that.
Without a doubt. And back to the life of at least 2 parliaments.
Mm-hmm.
Going past that gets a bit, it's a bit pushy. But 2, all the records are extant. Everything's there. The life of 2 parliaments, you've got everything. You can nail it all down and be accurate. Once you get to the 3rd, you're starting to get a bit rubbery, I think.
Yeah.
And with what's at stake, which is a lot, I think it'd be unfair on everybody's reputations and what everybody's doing. Because the other thing is this whole whinging about it's being unfair on people's reputations to haul them before ICAC. I guess it is, but...
If you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to worry about.
Look, I'm going
to
tell you what the cops told me.
And they're very happy to tell... Politicians have been very happy to tell us that for a few years. You know, if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to worry about.
Oh, so, to be perfectly honest, you know, any time a politician claims some kind of disposition on themselves... you put your hand up, you want to be a politician, like you deserve scrutiny. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
you're literally putting yourself before the people and saying, like, witness me here naked. You know, you should welcome any scrutiny.
You hand over a lot of your basic human rights.
And if you don't want to do that, then don't be a fucking politician.
Don't do it. Exactly. If you're that much of a...
I'm not going to be a politician unless I get my dream of becoming a legislative councillor.
The Legislative Council of New South Wales.
Well, with your thongs on.
Yeah, that's where the money is.
Yeah.
Pina coladas.
Yeah. But now, so Finn is only running candidates, though, in 3 states, correct?
Correct.
WA, Queensland, New South Wales.
Correct.
But if you're in one of those states, speaking again on behalf of the meeting tree, not myself, we endorse fully.
Yes, this is a wholehearted endorsement.
It's a secret ballot, so you can't individually endorse because then people know who I'm voting for.
Yeah.
And that's illegal, right, under your policies? It will be illegal to tell people who you vote for.
Yeah, but you can tell people how you vote. Me personally, I'll be going above the line. Below the line is for losers, I think.
Below the line. I mean, who's got time for that? Now, remember, this year they've actually changed it. It's all about how many points you can accrue.
Yeah.
So you want to give the most points to the team you love the most and then only 1 point to the team you love the least.
So put it 10 next to... No,
we're joking. Put a 1 next to Federal ICAC now. Obviously, you've got to do 6 now, right? Or at least in New South Wales.
First of all, you've got to pick 6 teams that are in your, in your range.
Yeah.
Which... for me, would get rid of a few.
Yeah, well, I started struggling once I got to the 6. Yeah. I've already voted. Yeah. I'm happy to actually announce. I'm going to disobey the rules. Finn aren't in yet, so they haven't made the law where you're not allowed to tell anyone. My lower house one, I just fucking wrote some bullshit on it.
Wait, can I read that out?
Sure.
Or is that will the AEC listen to this and be like, oh, it was,
you're allowed to do a scratch ballot.
Yeah, it's just an informal vote.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, this one was particularly informal. It says, there, Ross, you can see, I'm 13 years old. Suck my dick, Israel.
So that was my lower house vote. Right?
That was the lower house. But when, like, really,
pity that poor old lady scrutiny who's going to be reading that.
Yeah,
hopefully they get a laugh.
What happened to the comrade?
It's Graindler. Like, Albo's got it. Obviously, he's going to win. But upper house, Senate, I obviously voted for Finn, number one. But I started to struggle. But once you get to number five and six, you know.
Yeah.
Who?
Slim pickings.
Because I chucked, Socialist Alliance. Chuck them a bone. I mean, I don't know what their backstory is, but like animal justice, I personally would love to see an animal justice.
Yeah.
Are they sus? Well, have you looked into them?
I just picture a dog with a wig on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was thinking orangutan.
I was thinking of that shark over at Little Bay.
Yeah, or a dolphin. What about a dolphin justice? Well,
they're quite smart. Well,
look, I think they are trying to prevent cruelty to animals in a meaningful way. So, yeah.
But you know how half of them are like disguised libertarian parties? Like the marijuana one I didn't vote for because that's like the cannabis one because I've heard that they're like basically like the Lib Dems, but that could be wrong.
I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, the Cannabis Party is often just the Libertarian Party in disguise. Just preferences the Lib Dems.
Yeah, they try and get all the young uni kids.
We've been accused of being everything in disguise, from Libs to, you know, UAP.
But,
you know, we're just a front.
Yeah. Well, I've been accused of being a liberal plant before. People think that the Scott Morrison shitting himself thing was a big plan by the Liberal Party to like make him seem relatable.
Well, I still,
with normal bowels.
Yeah.
I still think it helped him. I still think you're responsible.
It's one of my life's biggest regrets. Okay, on the count of three, we're all going to say our life's biggest regrets. No. The last thing I wanted to talk about, Ross, was federal ICAC is a big issue for this election.
Yeah, everyone's, in fact, even ripping, like even the Greens, not only do they say, you know, pro-federal ICAC, they say pro a federal ICAC now. Like they even use I think they're swacking a bit of your brand, your brand value.
Yeah.
You should sue the Greens.
I'll think about it.
After the election.
Animal justice.
Yeah. You should go full animal justice on the Greens. Jungle rules. Yeah. Just go bash with David Shoebridge. Satire. I'm not going to bash David Shoebridge. But, you know, Labor initially have been, you know, in support of a federal ICAC, but have never given any details around how it's funded, you know, what it will look like retrospectively, all those things. And I think some of those details have shored up. Same with the Greens. With bigger parties like that having these policies, where do you think federal ICAC now sits with regards to, I guess, you know, if people were to say, oh, well, the Greens want a federal ICAC, what's the difference? I guess, what's the difference?
The first thing is that we're unencumbered by any other issues, so we have nothing to trade off. There's no compromise as far as we're concerned. We're not going to say, well, yeah, if you do that for us, we'll let you get away with a little bit with that. Yeah. So that's just simply can't happen with us. In terms of the Labor Party...
Let's test that theory. I'll give you a federal ICAC, but you have to let me be high in Parliament every day and not tell anyone.
Be high in Parliament every day. Oh, yeah, okay.
Not telling anyone. It's our little secret.
Yeah, it sounds fair.
little senator's secret.
There it goes. The compromise begins. Sorry, I just interrupted. What's the difference? Agreed. They have... You know, I'll give up on the federal ICAC because instead I want WestConnex or some shit.
Yeah, that's it. There are other issues, and rightfully so for the Greens. I mean, a lot of their issues are meaningful stuff. But you can't be all things to all people. In terms of the Labor Party, was A little known
They're fact. The bastards that we're going to be investigating.
A little known fact is that it was the Gillard government that first rejected the federal ICAC. Rudd was about to bring one in 2012. Mm. And then after Gillard rolled in, whatever machinations the Labor Party did in the back room, federal ICAC was a casualty of that. So it was never introduced at that point. But recently, it's only a couple of years ago, back in 2019, Elbow and the senior Labor team are on record as saying, oh, look, we don't really, and ICAC is just going to get in our way of good government.
Mm.
So it was only fairly recently that they've been not particular supporters of it.
Mm.
But as the electorate's moved in that way, and I hope to think we've been part of that push, as the electorate's moved more that way, then they're falling into line and you're noticing their rhetoric hardening up.
Mm.
But you're quite right. I mean, they don't put anything in there about, there's nothing in there about the funding for an ICAC long term. So, and if you want to strangle an ICAC like they're doing in South Australia at the moment, you just cut their funding, you know, unless that's cast in stone. They don't say anything about how it's going to be governed. I mean, who's going to look after this thing? So it should be a bipartisan committee of parliament, but chaired by an opposition member. So, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Funnily enough, the PNG are doing an ICAC, and one of their ideas is to get an authority in from an equivalent jurisdiction like New Zealand or Australia to also sit on that board. It's a completely outside independent party.
Mm.
So there's a few other sort of things with merit there. But an awful lot of, you're right, coming back to it, Reason have an ICAC policy, Fusion have an ICAC policy, the Greens have an ICAC policy. Everyone's got an ICAC policy. Our policy is anti-corruption.
Mm.
ICAC is part of that, but our broad brush is anti-corruption. We want to try and clean the place up so that democracy in Australia has got a chance to work properly as it should.
Mm.
And it hasn't had that chance since at least Abbott got in.
If you're in Queensland, WA or New South Wales, you know where to put a one. If you're in Tassie, obviously our girl Jackie Lambie.
Yeah.
We love Jackie.
Yeah. And if you're in Victoria, just chuck it in the bin. South Australia.
Well, South Australia, you've got Rex, what's his face? Rex Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty switched on, Rex. And so he's very strong on corruption.
Yeah.
So I think Rex is, if you're in South Australia, I'd be going Rex.
Go Rex.
Yeah, beautiful. NT. Not sure.
Tough. No idea about
him. Pocock in
well, they've only
ACT?
Got one in House of Parliament.
Pocock's ACT, yeah.
Oh,
well,
that's like,
but he's up against Kim for Canberra. Have you seen Kim for Canberra?
No. What's going on there?
She's very, very earnest in the corruption, you know, bit.
Mm.
She's a very earnest campaign. But she's done very well. She's got a grassroots campaign, all minor donations, you know, a whole grassroots campaign with 1,500 members. And she's done very well to get it together. So her and Pocock are up against each other. I don't know. It's going to be a bit of a knockdown fight, I think.
But did she play for the Brumbies?
No, you know? Well, that's it. I mean,
Pocock also voted.
Can't you take a knock?
For Jackie Onassis in the hottest 100.
Yeah, exactly. Pocock's, look, he's got a lot of ticks in this corner.
So he's won me over by giving me a vote. You give me a vote, I'll give you a vote.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's backroom stuff. Lastly, plans for Saturday, big party. Do you need anyone handing out how to votes?
No, I'll probably go to the pub Saturday afternoon.
Nice. Beautiful. Well, all the best at the pub. All the best with the upcoming election.
Thank you very much, sir.
And if you do get in, Senator, it would be great to have you back.
Thank you. I'd love to be here.
Yeah.
No worries.